The twin towers at the World Trade Center were considered some of the swankiest office space in the country. They were home to hundreds of tenants, many of them prominent firms in the financial, insurance, and technology sectors. Today, company officials are hearing harrowing tales of how their workers escaped the burning buildings. Others are still trying to locate missing employees. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Yesterday just seemed like any other workday for 36-year-old Michael Benfante, the New York branch manager for the telecommunications firm Network Plus.
I was in my office on the 81st floor, you know, just another morning meeting, you know, get my office together, you know, and manage about 40 people, and having my coffee, just talk to a friend, and all of a sudden this explosion, and my reps are screaming, kind of like, oh my God, running around. And I was just like, what's going on? Everyone remained calm.
Benfante says the whole building was rocking and shaking. He could see flames out the window, and the office doors were blown in. He herded everyone to the stairs and started the 81 flight descent.
I'm running to the, I'm going down the stairwell. I'm on 72. I go down to 68, and there's more people on that floor. So I go in, I hear people. And I see these women. I was like, you got to get out of here. And I look down, there's a woman in a wheelchair.
So Benfante and a co-worker, John Sakura, helped move her to an emergency wheelchair.
We get the woman out of the wheelchair. I strap her into that wheelchair, and we start carrying her out. Me and there was some other guys there. So we get to the stairwell now, and we're carrying her down. You know, 68 stories down the stairs.
It was dark and smoky, he says, and they were sloshing through water as they got closer to the ground floor. It took more than an hour. After Benfante got the woman outside into an ambulance, he looked up and realized that the other tower was gone.
And all of a sudden I'm walking, and all of a sudden I hear this explosion from the top of World Trade Center 1, the second building that's still remaining up. And I could just see something's coming down. I didn't even realize at that point that the building was coming down. But I knew I had to run for my life, and I just started running. I mean, I was running fast.
Within minutes of his escape, the building was collapsing. Benfante ran under a truck, and everything went black. He called out for his coworker.
And I'm going, Johnny, and all of a sudden I hear, Mike, Mike. And you can hear John calling for me. And they call me Ben as a nickname because my last name is Benfante. And he's like, Ben. And I'm like, Johnny, I'm over here. And we found each other. And then we just started walking north up the West Side Highway. I mean, it was just debris and people. There were people like, help me, help me. I need oxygen. It was just, help, help. And it was just like, it was incredible.
Benfante's boss was relieved to find out by 6 last night that Benfante and all his staffers had escaped. Only two suffered minor injuries. Rob Hale is president of Network Plus, which is based in Randolph, Massachusetts.
If you think about the fact that we had 26 people 4 stories away from the collision, and then the building collapsed and all of our guys got out okay, it's a miracle.
Other firms are still trying to find some of their workers. The Harris Beach Law Firm, based in Rochester, New York, had 113 people in their offices on the 85th floor of the South Tower. Spokesman Tim Gibson says they're still trying to account for 7 of them. Gibson says the ordeal is something no one could have prepared for.
It's unimaginable, not only from a personal perspective, but from a professional perspective. You just arrive at work in the morning and think it's an average business day, and something like this happens, and it just rocks you in a way that's even difficult to put into words.
In all, more than 50,000 people worked in the Twin Towers and the other World Trade Center buildings. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.